104.3 WPAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 8:20 on Double Shot Thursday.
You're going to have to tell me the whole story because I've been a little... I've seen the headlines, but I don't know exactly what went down. All I know is he's the most hated man on the internet.
Right. And this is probably the hottest story anywhere right now. It is all over Facebook. Right, there is tons of hate.
Is what he did legal?
Technically, apparently it is.
Okay.
But when you hear it, you feel like... I think you feel like it's really wrong.
Okay.
I'll tell you the story next of Cecil. The Lion. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 825, Double Shot Thursday, 2 from Zeppelin. Hazy, hot, humid today, high of 85. It's really hard to miss this story about Cecil the Lion, who was killed over in Zimbabwe recently by a dentist from Minnesota. And the reason it's such a big deal is that Cecil, the lion, was a prized lion in Zimbabwe in the national park. He was 13, and visitors know of Cecil, and there's stories of Cecil and videos of Cecil. He's like a sleepy-eyed, older lion just kind of hanging out.
Right.
And he's part of a study at Oxford where they put a GPS around him, and they watch his habits, and they've been tracking him and everything. So what happened was the dentist went to Zimbabwe. He's done many, many hunting excursions, trips.
Okay.
Paid $50,000 or $55,000 to go over there and have this hunt set up for a lion.
Okay.
He goes over there and they have a truck and they drag a carcass behind it by where they know Cecil is to lure him out of the national park.
So then how come the people who...
Because you can't shoot him in the park.
Right. But how come the people who lured Cecil out,
mm-hmm.
you know, lured the lion out with the carcass and with the animal smell,
mm-hmm.
how come they're not taking a beating?
They have. They've been arrested. Police official in Zimbabwe said that two Zimbabweans have been arrested in the case and that they were looking for Palmer. They haven't found him yet. He's in hiding.
Because
the American guy.
There's no way the American guy knew that the lion was going to have a GPS around his neck.
That's what he says.
Okay.
He didn't know.
Right.
So they drag the carcass behind the truck. Cecil comes out, smells food, comes across the line, maybe into the road. Maybe the road is fine. It's not the park. And it's at night. The two Zimbabweans flash a spotlight on Cecil and the dentist, using a bow and arrow, shoots Cecil with the arrow.
Okay.
Then Cecil takes off, and they chase him down for, I think the number is a ridiculous number, like 40 hours.
Okay, yeah, because he's got to track it.
Absolutely. They finally track him down. They kill him with a gun, and then they skin him and cut off his head.
Okay.
They leave the carcass and take the head. They leave the body behind. And they take the head as the hunt prize or whatever. And...
they left the meat behind, too?
Apparently, they did. They tried to destroy the GPS collar after shooting him and tracking him and then killing him. They
right.
tried to destroy the collar. Wasn't able to do it, so they knew exactly where the Oxford people knew exactly where the carcass was. So this is part of the thing. He may not have known when he shot him, but after he shot him, they find the collar. Now they know, and they try to destroy the collar instead of being like, whoa.
But the guys who set up the hunt, though, they probably knew.
I assume that's why they've been arrested.
I guarantee you the guy who paid for the hunt didn't know.
He may not have known, but he is the most hated man on the internet right now.
Right.
This guy, Palmer, a dentist, he closed his dental practice already. There's been protests outside his office. He's not even there. And this is the story.
Because he went hunting?
Because he went hunting, and he's wanted for the killing of Cecil the Lion. He's wanted in Zimbabwe right now.
Oh, really?
Yes. He's not just free to go.
Ah.
So this has exploded. We'll get to, among other things, Jimmy Kimmel was on and was very emotional about it. He had one really good line about it, but he had one where, explaining the side of it that feels really bad for this lion.
I'm not into these. I'm into hunting for the hunt and the sport of it and the mm-hmm. being outside and
mm-hmm.
that. I'm not into the whole, it's like going hunting at the Long Island Game Farm. You know,
exactly.
I'm not into that.
That's what I felt about the story with the lion.
Right.
Like, why don't you go shoot him at a zoo? Like, what? I don't understand why you flew all the way to Zimbabwe. You could have gone to the Bronx Zoo, picked one off right there if that was what you're doing. 8:29. We'll get some more next to your calls, too. Right now, Ted has the roads. 8:33, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. Wow. Something now we know why it's so big on Facebook and why it's of interest to people. Are interested in the story of Cecil the Lion, who was just killed in Zimbabwe.
I got a Facebook message. People get murdered here, nobody cares. Kill an animal on another continent, you're Satan. Baby parts for sale, nobody cares. An elderly lion gets it, and you should be executed. People will step over a body in the street here, but kill an animal and you're evil.
Wow. That's pretty powerful.
Mm.
That was a Facebook message?
Where does killing a PETA protester rank in the hierarchy?
Oh, jeez.
You might have went a little overboard on that one.
One line too many. He had it.
Yeah.
I mean, before that, I mean, the interesting points.
All right,
see what you think. 955 WBAB, Roger and JP on Double Shot Thursday. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. First one from Petty, 837. Got a guy in the line, all right? Opinions on Cecil the Lion all over Facebook. That
I got another message.
13-year-old lion shot and beheaded by an American hunter.
If I see a PETA protest, I'm gonna walk by wearing a leather jacket while eating lamb chops.
Oh, God. Good morning, BAB. What do you think of the whole thing with Cecil the Lion in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, that guy should be shot. They knew that he was a protected lion.
They did. The people who set up the hunt knew he was a protected lion. Because if Raj says that everybody in the area knew about Cecil, then those guys who set up that hunt and lured Cecil out, they knew.
Yeah.
Then they try to destroy the tracker.
That's messed up.
What kind of shit is that?
My question is, who tried to destroy the tracker?
You know what? When he seen the tracking, he should have just dropped his gun and just called it in. It's ridiculous.
That's easier said than done. You're in a foreign land. You don't know what the rules are. And all of a sudden, you're just going to give yourself up to Zimbabwean authorities. Yeah, well, you know that's what? Easy to say, man.
I think it's really terrible what he did, you know.
All right.
Take care,
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, you make a good point.
I just don't, like I said, I like the hunt. I like, you know, the deer hunting and that kind of stuff. I just don't get the whole drop me off in a reserve and they're like guaranteeing me something.
I know.
There's no sport in that.
That's not really hunting.
You know.
It's not really sport, right?
When you hunt deer, you're culling herds. You're, you know, using the meat. If you're not eating it or feeding people with it, you know, even if he wanted the trophy, but it's going to go feed people over there. I get that.
Guy in the line with a very opposite point of view. We'll get to him next on BAB. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday, 2 from Tom Petty. It's 841, really hot today, 85. The story of Cecil the Lion all over social media, Facebook, Twitter. This lion's picture is absolutely everywhere. He was hunted by an American dentist from Minnesota who paid $50,000 to go do the hunt. And the way they did it, I mean, it's kind of shady to drag a carcass behind a truck to lure him out of the national park where he's safe. Into a part where you can, if he's outside of boundaries, you can shoot him, and then they put spotlights on him and shoot him and chase him down for 40 hours and then skin him and behead him and take the head for the trophy and leave the carcass. That's the story. The two Zimbabweans who helped the dentist do the hunt have been arrested, and they're still looking for the dentist. Last I saw, he's in hiding.
And it's only because this one lion was tracked with a GPS monitor, correct?
Right, and was because, a protected lion that they lured out of the protected area.
If that was
so that's like dirty.
If that was any other lion,
right?
What they did was sketchy, but legal.
Right. I think that is correct. From what I read, that seems correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and they lured him out of his... clearly.
I got you.
It doesn't seem right.
I hear you.
Good morning, B.A.B. This guy's a little pissed off. What do you got?
Hey, I know you're bringing up this Cecil thing, you know. I'm sitting in my car and I'm angry. Who really cares? It's a lion. We've got animals shooting each other every day right here in New York. I mean, no one cares about the kids that are getting shot. This guy's closing his business because he hunted a lion. He paid $50,000 to hunt a lion. Who cares?
I tell you what, if I was one of his patients, I'd be like, if you got $50,000 to go lion hunting, you got too much money.
Well, maybe, but I'm expecting a little backup from you, JP. But yeah. Someone made a mistake somewhere, but are we really going to blow up social media about some guy in Michigan or wherever the heck he is that shot a lion when we're killing ourselves right at home, right on the corner? I just don't get it. It's just amazing where people's heads are. It's just mind-boggling to me.
All right, well, thank you very much for the call. Well thought out.
Nobody would care about the person that got mauled by that lion, had to shoot
right.
him on the other foot.
They'd be like, serves him right.
Nobody, serves you right for being in the woods.
I mean, he makes a very objective point. No emotion whatsoever.
Right.
Very objective. Guy hunted a lion in Zimbabwe. Why do we care?
Right.
That's really what he's asking. And there's emotion all over Facebook about
that
this.
That girl from Hofstra got mauled a couple of weeks ago. You remember?
That was a girl from Hofstra?
You remember she went to, Brett, you remember what I'm talking about, right? She was in...
Yeah, she worked on a bunch of HBO shows. And,
right.
She got mauled.
Yep.
You know?
People care for a day.
People are like, Oh, Hofstra? Cool.
Yeah. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Double Shot Thursday, Roger and JP. 8:57. Cecil the Lion, a very big topic on social media. Many, many people just very emotional about it. Others very objective about it. Jimmy Kimmel on his show was very emotional. Here's one part of what Jimmy said about the killing of Cecil the Lion.
I mean, I'm honestly curious to know why a human being would feel compelled to do that. How is that fun? Is it that difficult for you to get an erection that you need to kill things that are stronger than if that's the case, they have a pill for that. It works great. Just stay home and swallow it, and you save yourself a lifetime of being the most hated man in America who never advertised Jell-O pudding on television.
And then Jimmy Kimmel at the end got very choked up about this. I didn't know he was so emotionally invested in it, but here he is.
I think it's important to have some good come out of this disgusting tragedy. So this is the website for the Wildlife Conservation Research Unit at Oxford, wildcru.org. If you want to make this into a positive, you can... sorry. Okay, I'm good. Make a donation, support them. At the very least, maybe we can show the world that not all Americans are like this jackhole here, this dentist, the top dentist.
Very emotional, right?
I got breaking news, Raj.
Oh.
Reports are now coming in that Cecil came out of the woods, paws up, saying, don't shoot.
Is that like the first Cecil joke on Facebook now?
I don't know.
Paws up, don't shoot. Thank you very much.
Not funny?
All right, 858.
I didn't write it. Somebody
else. Hashtag Lion Lives Matter.
Right.
I can see it now. I never thought that, but there, here we go. All right. There's the latest on Cecil. We'll see. As far as we know, they're still looking for the dentist from Minnesota, who's the hunter, somewhere. And they have the two local Zimbabweans arrested for what their part in the whole thing. We'll see how it pans out. Right now, Ted has the roads. So-